Thank you, and the Chevy Silverado HD is our sponsor today. Experience your life in HD. Visit ChevyDriveChicago.com. So, where were you on Christmas?
You know, like all Jews, I was probably at a Chinese restaurant.
That is Supreme Court Justice Elena Kagan during her Senate confirmation hearing in 2010. That Chinese restaurant on Christmas tradition goes back almost 100 years, and Chinese restaurant syndrome, the claim that eating food containing MSG makes people sick, now that goes back about 50 years.
Yeah, you know what causes Chinese restaurant syndrome? Racism.
Yeah, the late Anthony Bourdain during one of his Parts Unknown episodes. You know, Midwest corn farmers are involved in all of this too, which we will get to in a minute.
Monosodium glutamate was actually discovered back in 1908.
That's Tia Raines helping out in the role of Mythbuster for the Business of Food today. She works in Itasca at the North American headquarters of a Japanese company, Ajinomoto.
Which means great taste.
And Ajinomoto is the world's supplier of MSG, which is a combination of table salt with glutamate, and glutamate is pretty much everywhere, naturally, you know, from tomatoes and Parmesan cheese to breast milk.
And it was a Japanese chemist named Dr. Ikeda.
He was trying to identify the distinctive and unnamed savory taste in his wife's seaweed soup.
And so he essentially boiled that down and identified that glutamate was the predominant substance within that soup.
And he patented the process and started what is now a multi-billion dollar company because people love that savory umami taste that MSG provides. And if you're blaming MSG for how you feel after eating Chinese food,
there's also a lot of glutamate present in Italian cooking or in Mexican cooking, and yet we haven't come up with Mexican restaurant syndrome or Italian restaurant syndrome.
And if you really want to go off the rails, you can blame Midwestern corn farmers too, because
we make MSG from corn. We buy about 18 million bushels of corn a year, which then we work with our partner Cargill to refine that into glucose, and then that becomes the starting material. So that happens in Eddyville, Iowa.
Tia Raines of Ajinomoto. I'm thinking there's probably even MSG in fruitcake. And today is National Fruitcake Day. That's the Business of Food on 720 WGN.